This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is moving quickly to get hundreds of millions of dollars to businesses and individual Coloradans after lawmakers passed a stimulus package last week. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
That new financial support will become a reality over the next few months, with some types of help arriving faster than others. For example, $54 million of housing relief money will go to existing programs that can quickly pay it out to renters and property owners who apply for it. And for restaurants, a four-month break on sales taxes has already started. But some new programs, including grants for small businesses and to help students get internet access, may take until January and February to pay out. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Officials say four restaurants have had their liquor licenses temporarily suspended after violating indoor dining restrictions. The Lion's Den in Boulder County, two restaurants in Greeley, and one in Firestone. There were public displays of white supremacy in Colorado over the weekend. Residents of Westminster in the Denver area got flyers yesterday with swastikas and contact information for a white supremacist group in Washington. In Colorado Springs on Saturday, a park was filled with racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic graffiti. The Anti-Defamation League reports 61 instances of white supremacist propaganda in Colorado over the past year. That is the third highest in the country. 57 in Denver, 40 in Vail. We have 50 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.